You may have heard the expression that crypto is the future of money, and given that money has been around in one form or another for a very long time, that's quite a statement. We're at Luno headquarters in Cape Town, and Vijay Iyer is the head of Luno Business, and he puts the future of money into perspective by taking a brief look at where money's come from and where Bitcoin is going.
There's kind of three phases in the evolution of any money. The first is really a store of value. The second is a means of payment. And the third is as a unit of account. Money has evolved, obviously, through the ages in various forms and factors. And I guess the current form of money has evolved actually not too long back. It started from the advent of central banks in the early 1900s. A lot of the money was linked and backed by gold. And then the world kind of went off the gold standard in the 1970s. And since then, I think we've seen central banks play a massive and a big role in how money is governed. And to be honest, there has never been a real disruption to how people thought of money and what money means. And this is the first time we have that concept play out in real time. Bitcoin is the biggest disruption to money the world has probably seen. That's the case for a variety of factors. It's the first time we have a form of currency that is not owned by any sovereign government and that is not linked to any major economic event that may happen in the world, positive or negative. It's a completely free market economy. Demand for Bitcoin versus supply for Bitcoin is how it plays out. The interesting thing here, though, is the supply of Bitcoin is limited to 21 million. And this is what obviously attracts a lot more people because you have a set inflation rate set into Bitcoin every year. But on a daily basis, when people trade, there's obviously demand and supply effects that play out, and the price gets agreed upon based on the orders that are cleared on various exchanges and so on. Honestly, at this point, the way to think of Bitcoin is the best store of value asset that basically de-risks from any other economic activity or government and so on. Beyond just investment and asset class, Bitcoin is meant to be a base trust layer of settlement. And right now we're actually seeing the development of the second layer of the Bitcoin protocol stack, something called a Lightning Network. The Lightning Network basically makes Bitcoin exceptionally fast, easy, and cheap for payments. That's basically the big promise of Lightning Networks. If you think of Bitcoin right now as purely buy and hold, when Lightning Network starts to propagate a lot more across merchants, across people, across wallets, people will start using Bitcoin as a payment a lot more. And that starts to accelerate that second phase that I spoke about. As a lot more people buy Bitcoin and it gains more traction in terms of being recognized as an asset and a store of value, we start to hit an inflection point where a lot more people will be owning Bitcoin. And then the second use case starts to become much more prominent and much more powerful, which is the payments use case. So let's say I go to a Starbucks now and I try to buy coffee. Starbucks is not really keen to accept Bitcoin because 1 in 10 people have Bitcoin. I mean, it's not attractive to them. In 5 or 10 years from now, when 5 out of 10 people have Bitcoin, then it's a bit more interesting to them. So they say, okay, I'll accept Bitcoin. And then the third phase, which I mentioned, is called the unit of account, whereby a Starbucks might say, hey, one cappuccino is 0.005 Bitcoin, right? So they actually nominate the value of an item in Bitcoin. So this is a natural evolution in how Bitcoin or any sort of new money comes into effect. Bitcoin is the best outsized bet on a financial system that's not linked to the current way of doing things. And if you believe in a future that is based on how the internet works, then you make a bet on Bitcoin. The other way to think of Bitcoin is also as like internet money. It's the money that plays out on the internet. And again, in the future, as you think of a lot of these devices on the internet being interconnected and having to exchange value and transfer value, Bitcoin is the most natural form of money that plays a role and plays a part there. And this you'll see play out in a lot of forms in the next many decades. With something like Bitcoin, you need to have a multi-decade view because it's undergoing a process of monetization, which basically means a new money coming into effect. And that new money will take its time to start gaining its place in the economy, in society, and in the network effects of more people using it and so on.
Decrypto is everything you need to know about buying, trading, and spending cryptocurrency. Brought to you by Luno, only on cliffcentral.com.